November the 2nd, Sunday p.m.
God has given each and every one of us the ability to think and reason, and this has been divinely given to us from God. The purpose and function of reason is to weigh the evidence presented and draw a proper logical conclusion based upon the evidence that we had presented to us. The rule to remember in this as we reason is that human reason is not to be exalted above God's revelation. We are instructed not to be unwise, but to understand what the will of God is. In Ephesians 5:17, Paul said, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." We are commanded to do this, and so this means that it is possible and it is within every man's reach to understand the Word of God. As Donnie mentioned this morning, a disciple, by definition, is a learner regardless of who the teacher is. We had disciples of John the Baptizer. We had those that were disciples of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And we had those that were disciples of Jesus. A disciple is a learner, and they must interpret what is being said rightly or correctly. We must rightly divide the Word of God, as told in Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, that we're to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. To rightly interpret requires us to make the correct interpretation on the basis of our human understanding. We've got to make the right interpretation. We see in the scripture reading that the people came together who had the sense to be able to understand in Nehemiah chapter 8. They had the sense to be able to understand, but yet we find in verse 8 that from verse 7 the Levites caused the people to understand the law. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading in Nehemiah 8:8. In John the 6th chapter, as Donnie had discussed this morning, we have those disciples who did not have the understanding, and so therefore they no longer followed Jesus. It was a hard saying for them, and they could not come up with the correct interpretation of what was said. And so therefore they just said, well, that's it. We can't understand it. It's a hard saying. In verse 60, they heard this. They said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Who can understand it? And in verse 66, then they chose to walk no more with him. But when you turn to Matthew, the 13th chapter, we have those there, another type. We have those disciples who did not understand what was being told concerning the parable that he had of the wheat and the tares, verses 24 on down through 30. But yet we find in verse 36 that they waited on the Lord to give them the explanation. They didn't understand, but they wanted to dive more into it. They just didn't walk away. They wanted to know the explanation. And so Jesus spoke that to them in verses 36 through 43 concerning the explanation. Jesus told the Sadducees in Matthew the 22nd chapter and verse 28. They had the knowledge. They knew God's Word. They had the Old Testament scriptures. They knew all of it. But he said in verse 29, he told them that they erred or were not rightly dividing because they did not understand the scriptures. They reached the wrong interpretation. Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1, and verses 6 and 7, that some men were teachers of the law even though they did not understand what they said, or the matters which they make confident assertions about. And we have that today. We have various interpretations of God's Word and various people who are teachers of what God said, but yet they don't understand what they're saying or the matters that they confirm. Assuredly, they tell you this is it, but yet they don't understand. And the reason I can say that is because we have so many different interpretations on the same various passages of the Bible. When we walk in the vanity of our mind, human wisdom, it's because we are darkened in our understanding. That's what Paul said in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, in verses 17 and 18. that due to this, it's due to our wisdom, hanging on to our understanding, which is wrong. Verse 17, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles, walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart." Division, we can say then, can be attributed to interpretations being made on the basis of human understanding. A lot of times we measure the value of God's Word by our own judgments and our own understanding based upon preconceived ideas. This has always been the tradition of my parents that's been handed down, so therefore that's what I believe on this passage or that passage. Or it could be, this is how I have always heard it taught, so therefore that's how I believe. And so therefore that's how they interpret the Bible. Sometimes the desire for the praise of men is a barrier to prevent people from rightly dividing God's Word. They want to be a person of leading thought. Those that are scholars, those that are high in the hierarchy of their denominations or whatever, they want to be the leading ones with the thought. So therefore, they are slanted in their interpretation of God's words. Sometimes we interpret the Scriptures wishing to do as we please, or to continue our customs and possibly to begin new ones which we prefer. And we see that a lot in society today, where they want to make that change. Sometimes we interpret the Bible to prove doctrines which we grew up in, which leads to a misunderstanding. And what we do is, the doctrines have been first assumed correct, and then the Bible is compelled in some sort of recognition of that position. This sectarianism is the desire to be with the successful party. We have joined ourselves to that error because we like that particular doctrine, and therefore we go about the set to prove it in the Bible. The service, we may like the service, so we set about to prove its legitimacy by the Scriptures and how we do things, again, based upon our interpretation of the Word of God. We are not to go to God's book, not in search of our views, with the intent to find them in some way or other. The Bible is not a book of proof for doctrines, but is the doctrine of God itself to you and me. And that's how we must interpret it. Dogmatism first determines what it is willing shall be found in Scriptures, and then goes to work at once to find nothing else there, and even to refuse anything that should be found. And that's how they look at it. When you look in Luke, the 24th chapter, we have the rendition of the two men that were on the road to Emmaus. And they were discussing with Jesus, didn't know who he was, but they were discussing with him about what all has happened. And the interesting thing that is noted in verse 27, that Jesus, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. He took all the facts and he explained thoroughly to give them the correct interpretation of the Scriptures that talked about him, talked about Christ. We must take all that is said, not just bits and pieces, to draw our conclusions. And we see that happen today, where it's just took pieces and bits. So the question is which disciple are you? What type of learner are you? Are you one that when it becomes hard, you say, that's it, I don't want to know no more about it? Are you one with preconceived ideas and set about to have the Bible prove that idea? Are you going to use the Bible to prove your idea? Or do you let the Bible prove you? Are we one that draws a correct interpretation from the Scriptures? We all know that we were in sin. All mankind has been in sin. There may be some here this evening, and there is, that are still in sin. All religious people will affirm, most all of them will affirm, that Jesus came. And that he came and died upon the cross so that we could have the forgiveness of those sins. You can hear that preached everywhere. Where the breakdown comes into is, how do we get those sins forgiven? And that is based upon how they interpret the Scriptures. It's very important in how we interpret the Scriptures. Very important. Because we can make Scriptures say anything that we want. There are rules to how you interpret Scripture. There are rules that must be followed. The same as there's rules in mathematics. There's rules in science. There's rules in medicine. There's rules in everything. And there is the same in the interpretation of the Scriptures. And just because we think this is a spiritual book, that those rules do not apply and those axioms don't apply, they do. For us to draw the right and correct interpretation. Taking all the facts and examining it. That's what Paul told Timothy, rightly dividing the Word of God. To rightly divide the Word of God, we realize that you come into contact with the blood of Jesus Christ that gives a forgiveness of sins in baptism. That's where we come into contact. And to say that we can come into the blood of Jesus Christ in any other way, or that we can have our sins remitted before we reach that blood of Jesus Christ, is in error. It's a wrong interpretation of Scripture. Can I pull out passages and prove otherwise? I can pull out a passage here and a passage there and apply it, but I would be applying it incorrectly, and that is a wrong interpretation. We have those here this evening that are not children of God. You have an opportunity, as the invitation is extended, to make that known, and you can have your sins forgiven in through baptism. After you realize that the life that you live, that you need to repent, that you need to confess that Jesus was the Christ that came, He did live upon this earth, He died for your sins, and in doing so, He is Lord of your life. To make that change, to be buried in the waters of baptism for the forgiveness of your sins. If you wish that to be done this evening, you have that opportunity. You may be living a Christian life and have faltered from the path. Donnie talked about this morning. Things got rough. Things got hard. We faltered. We fell back. We have an opportunity also this evening to make that reconciliation back to God. The blood of Jesus Christ has afforded that to be able to do that. And that is through prayer and through talking and asking forgiveness for God. We will pray with you and for you. If we can assist in any way, won't you let it be known while we stand, while we sing.